Creating Future Leaders from Scratch by Garrick Scott. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Garrick Scott. From the editor, Garrick Scott is president of the NFB of Georgia. He often serves as a mentor in our programs for young people because he has a way of communicating with them in terms that they understand and respect. In the following brief article, he offers some suggestions to those who would like to attract young people to their chapters and affiliates. This is what he says. All NFB leaders over the age of 40, raise your hands. Yes, that includes you. It is not a bad thing to be 40, but it is an age when we should consider those who are substantially younger than us. Why should we be giving them special consideration? Because they are the future of our organization, and we should do all we can to make them into leaders. In this article, I hope to give you a recipe that will help you recruit and include young people in your chapters and affiliates. Unlike traditional recipes, I'm going to list ingredients that you should avoid as well as those you should include. I am by no means claiming to be the Wolfgang Puck of working with young people, but I have found a recipe that works for me. Now, here are those ingredients. Avoid 1 cup condescending talk. No matter how much experience we have, we must remember that people who are younger than we also want to be treated with respect. Many are already adults in the eyes of the law. We may have experience from which they can benefit, but being condescending, in the way we present whatever wisdom the years have given us, will repel rather than attract young people. 1 cup nostalgia. Young people aren't interested in hearing that you knew them when they were toddlers clinging to their mother's pant legs or recollections of their participation in their first Braille Readers Are Leaders contest, Junior Science Academy, or Youth Slam. No way. These people are now young adults, and recollections of those years are as interesting to them as you would find a discussion of your receding hairline or expanding waistline. There will be time to reminisce, but now we have work to do, and they want to be a part of it. Ingredients: 2 cups open-mindedness. They will have thoughts and ideas that you may find a little risky or time-consuming. Sometimes we just have to allow them an opportunity to fail or succeed on the merit of their ideas. Either way, they will grow in confidence or wisdom, depending on the outcome of their endeavors. 2 cups friendship. Engage in activities and conversation that have little to do with what you want them to learn, but lots to do with what they want for themselves and what experiences you have had that might relate to it. Avoid asking questions only about what they are going to do with their future. Concentrate on what they are doing now. Don't act like their grandfather. Students want your friendship more than your advice. 2 cups interest. Find out what they like to do. Most of them are on Facebook and Twitter, things that may be foreign to you, but we get excited when people show an interest in the things we like. These young people are just the same. 1 cup foreign language. Some may assume I mean Spanish, French, German, or one of the Asian languages, but no, I mean pop culture, as in hip-hop. Just as you want young people to have some appreciation for the terms used by your generation, you should know terms such as the following to get you started. Get sick with it. You did a great job. Trippin'. You're not following the plan or are acting silly. Going ham. Going crazy or getting extremely angry. This phrase is taken from the word mayhem. Stacks on deck. You have a large supply of money or you have money to burn. Rents. Living with parents. 5 cups philosophy and history. We want our students to understand and appreciate the time, energy, and money that have been contributed to this organization. If we are to make the most of these gifts given us, we must give back with equal generosity. We are an organization built on paying it forward. Thanks to those who came before us, we now understand that it is respectable to be blind. To quote Dr. Jernigan loosely, they know where they came from, and they won't go back. This recipe involves a lot of my grandmother's style of cooking. You measure with guesstimation. Some students will need a little more of one thing than another. But if you use the recipe thoughtfully and carefully, the result will be a nice batch of future leaders. Giving a dream. One of the great satisfactions in life is having the opportunity to assist others. Consider making a gift to the National Federation of the Blind to continue turning our dreams into reality. A gift to the NFB is not merely a donation to an organization. It provides resources that will directly ensure a brighter future for all blind people. Seize the future. The National Federation of the Blind has special giving opportunities that will benefit the giver as well as the NFB. Of course, the largest benefit to the donor is the satisfaction of knowing that the gift is leaving a legacy of opportunity. However, gifts may be structured to provide more. Helping the NFB fulfill its mission. Realizing income tax savings through a charitable deduction. making capital gain tax savings on contributions of appreciated assets, providing retained payments for the life of a donor or beneficiary, eliminating or lowering the federal estate tax in certain situations, reducing estate settlement costs. NFB programs are dynamic, making the study of science and math a real possibility for blind children, providing hope for seniors losing vision, promoting state and local programs to help blind people become first-class citizens, educating the public about their true potential, advancing technology helpful to the blind, creating a state-of-the-art library on blindness, training and inspiring professionals working with the blind, providing critical information to parents of blind children, mentoring blind job seekers. Your gift makes you a partner in the NFB dream. For further information or assistance, contact the NFB Planned Giving Officer.